This week's parasha, Parashas Matis Masei, Kapitel Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says, Nikoyim and Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'eis HaMidyonim Achat HaYosef El Amecha. Klal Yisrael is to take revenge against the Midyonim. Take Me'eis, actually from the Midyonim. Number one, why is there a double lashon of Nikoyim and Nikmas? A double lashon of Nekama. Second question. Very interesting medrash. Shir Hashirim Rabbah. Kapitel Dalet. Hey, it says over there, the medrash says, Amar Rab Hananya Bar Yitzchak, B'shem Asa Elef Holchu L'Milchemes Midyon, She'olu Min Harachta. They went to Milchemes to wage war with Midyon. Rav Huna Omar, Shiloi Hiktim Echod Mehen, Tfilin Shel Roish, L'Tfilin Shel Yad. None of them, anyone that went to Muhammad, anyone in Klal Yisrael, they never was hikdim their shorosh before the yad, which means that they always put on the tefillin shayad first and then the tefillin shorosh. She ilu hikdim echad mehen tefillin shorosh, the tefillin shayad. Mehayim Moshe mishabchem. Moshe would not have been mishabeh of them if they would have put on the tefillin shorosh first. This medrash begs explanation. What is the connection of the tefillin? And what is this? We know that you're supposed to put on the tefillin shayad before the tefillin shalroish, but what is this so important? Moshe Ben is only mishabeach. If everyone does it, and if they don't, he's not mishabeach, then what's going on over here? Two questions. If Shamshon Aferl Hirsch explains the diak in the pasuk, and they said, Nikoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael me'eis hamidyon. It says, me'eis from them. He says, the mem from does not belong here. Rather, it's really more appropriate to be with a vase. And you should take revenge upon them. You have revenge upon them. What does it mean, me'eis, taking it from them? So if Shamshon Aferl Hirsch explains that the point was is that Nekoyim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael me'eis ha'midyonim meant much more than taking revenge against the Midyonim. It meant me'eis means you have to take yourself away from Midyon. No, it's not as much as the revenge of getting back at them, but what Midian caused was they lowered the level of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael on a low madrega, and Klal Yisrael avoided was to raise themselves. He says that they have the effect of on Klal Yisrael should be a spiritual and a moral liberation. They should be free from what Midian represented. They have to raise their level of ruchnius. That is what the lashon of me'eis ha'midyonim. It says in the Al Shech HaKadosh, it says in the Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Pasuk Aleph, Lama Hashem Tamoid Berochik. It says the Rebbeinu Shleilim is Kaviyachol standing far away. So we know that in Golos, the Shem Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is not Sholim. It's separated. The Yud Kei is on one side, and the Vav Kei on another side. Until the Bias HaMashiach, when the Klal Yisrael are going to be on the Madrega, and the Bias the Goyal, that's when the Shem Hashem is going to be one again. It says in the Kol Boichim, and it says in Eicha, Kapitel Aleph Pasuk Yud, it says, Ki ro'asa goyim, bo mikdasha. He says, if you take the seif tevis of the words, Ki ro'asa, is a yud and a hey. You skip a word, there's a word goyim in the middle. Then the next two words, Bo'u Mikdasha. Kiras Agoyim Bo'u Mikdasha. The Mikdasha is going to come. Bo'u Mikdasha, the safe tables of Bo'u Mikdasha, is a Vav and a Hey. He says, is right now, the Goyim, there's a nation that's separating us, the Yud K and the Vav K, is separated. And the Bias Goya of Bo'u Mikdasha, we're going to have the Yud K and the Vav K is going to be Shalim again. So as when Klal Yisrael did Chatoim, not only was there a period between the Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shalom, but there was a period actually in the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol. That the Shem Hashem of Yud Kei Vav Kei is not Bishlemus. That's one of the things that we have to realize and concentrate on the Churban, aside from the fact that we're far from Hashem because of our Chatoim, which again we're focusing now on Midyan, which caused the Chatoim to Klal Yisrael, or the Maaseh Klal Yisrael did it, that it caused a period in the Shem Hashem as well. It says in the Yismach Moshe, Bekano Yiskinasi B'Soichom. And it says in Melachim Aleph, Kapitel Yitas Pasik Yud, Kanoi Kinesi Lashem Elekoi Tzvokois, Ki Azu Brischov Ne Yisrael. This is Elio talking. Elio is talking at this point in time in the Navi. And he says this, Elekei Tzvokois. Why does he say Elekei Tzvokois? The God of the Tzvokois, the legions, that's where they attach it, but not Elekei Yisrael. He says it because, again, what we're explaining, it's not the Elekei Yisrael. There's a terrible separation. That no more, it's not Elekei Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael, they are not one with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They don't do tshuva. As long as they're lying and in chet, there's a separation. And aside from there's two things that are happening. There's a period between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and there's a period in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's name, kaviyachol tzav. It says in the Rambam, Hilchas Tfilin, Dalid Yudalid, Chayiv Adam Lamashmesh B'Tfilin, Kol's Man Shehoyu Alav, Shleyesiya Daita Mehen Afil Rega Achas. So that we know. The Rambam goes further. Why? Because the Kedushas Tfilin is Yosemi Tzitz. Because the Tzitz had Shem Echad, had the Shem Hashem on it once, and the Tfilin Shel Yad each, the Tfilin Shel Yad and the Tfilin Shel Rosh, had the Shem Hashem 21 times. As they state in the Rambam. That's how Chashuv, when we put on a pair of tefillin in the morning, we should realize what we're doing. The Kayin Gadol put on the tzitz when he went to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, and put on the tzitz. One Shem. We get to put on two things. The tefillin said two things. Two Dvarim Shebekdusha. The tefillin Shel Yad and the tefillin Shel Rosh. They each have 21 names on it. It says in the Hatirosh, when it says is she'ilu hiktim echem and tefillin shel rosh tefillin shel yad lo hayu moishim mishapan. So he explains the Gemara in Tzaita Memdala Mibay says that if someone someone said words in between putting on the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, he was not allowed to go to Muhammad. That was considered a very low, not a per se a significant chet, but nonetheless it was an avera. And anyone that had any Averis, we're not allowed to go out to Muhammad. And that's what he said, that's the connection of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, the Tefillin Shel Yad, and why he's talking about that, is because this is even a low, low level chet. We know that the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are not supposed to talk because we're using one bracha on the other, and they're not supposed to make you hefsik. Abel Mais, it's not considered a terrible Averis, it's considered a low level Averis. And even that, if someone does that, they should not go to Muhammad. The Shem Yishmuel, this is an unbelievable murder. Right? Kapitel Lamed Aleph Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk says, Vayishlach Oisem Moshe Elef Lamata Latzava. Moshe sent out 1,000 from every Shev that went out to this Muhammad. Oisem, them, the Es Pinchas Ben Elazar HaKoyin, and Pinchas Ben Elazar HaKoyin. What Rashi says, Oysam ve'ez Pinchas. Magit shoye Pinchas shokul k'neged kulam. He says that Pinchas was a level, he says, Oysam, them, all 12,000, and Pinchas, means that Pinchas was k'neged equal to all 12,000. Rashi goes weiter, Obnei ma holach Pinchas, v'y holach Elazar. Why did Pinchas go? And why didn't Elazar, why Pinchas and not Elazar? Pinchas ben Elazar, according to Elazar was the one that was Pasha's greater than him. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi sheheskel b'mitzvah, shehara HaKadmi basur yigmar. He quotes the Tanchuma that whoever starts a mitzvah, he should finish the mitzvah. We know this by Reuven when he started to take out Yosef out of the pit and he didn't complete it, it was a tain on him. When you start a mitzvah, you have to finish the mitzvah. First Pshat and Rashi. Dover Acher, Shaholach Linkoim Nikmas Yosef Avi Imoy. Because Pinchas was coming to avenge his forefather, Yosef Avi Imoy. Because his maternal grandfather came from Yosef. And therefore he was going to avenge what they did to Yosef. Shenemar, Vamidonim Machru Oisai, So good. Rashi then tells us how we know that Yosef, that Pinchas was from Yosef. What does Rashi say? The Midyanim they were in the middle line. They bought Yosef and then they sold Yosef. What is Pinchas coming to avenge against Midian? They weren't the one. The brothers sold them to Ishmael. They went to Midian and then they were sent to Mitzrayim. It would have been better if they would have kept them as a slave. What is Rashi wanting? What is this thing that Pinchas is going to be, oh, I'm going to take Nekama on what they did to my forefathers? What exactly did they do? So the Shem Yishmul explains. We know that between Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Rishon, and the Churban Bayis Sheni, there were 70 years. Between the Churban Bayis Sheni and the Churban Bayis Rishon, we don't know how long it is, but it's thousands of years. What is the difference? Why is it that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, it only took 70 years, and the Klal Yisrael were able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and Bayis Sheni, it's so many more years. What's pshat? So he explains, based on the Mechilta in Yisroi, that Moyov represents the Gimel Averis that a person has to immerse an effort for of Gil Raish, Vichadom, and Avoy Dezor. He says, Midyan represents Sinaskin. He says, where did this whole thing come from? That we're in Golas. Everything started way back. So Moyov again represents the three Averis Chamuris. The Shiftei Kah, they were going to kill Yosef. Initially they were going to kill him. They got over it relatively quickly. They said, you know what? Let's not kill him. We could sell him. It's good enough. So that lasted for 70 years. The first Churban Bayis was because of the three Chatom, Gilei Raish, Chatom, Avoy Dezara, Hariga, killing. That they were able to, the Shvatim were able to be Menatzeach, to conquer relatively fast. But the Sinas Chinam, the hatred that they had for their brother, and that they sold him. The Midyanim doesn't mean necessarily, the Midyanim meaning that they bought and sold them, but the selling, going back, the Midyan just represents the Midah of the selling that was done by the Shvatim. And that's something that still haven't been able to rectify. That's what the Shem Yishmol said. It's actually Zeicha to rectify it soon. But that's the Yisoid. Perhaps now we can understand what's going on over here. The double Lashon of Nekoyim Nikmas, and what is Pshat in this Medrash? Nekoyim Nikmas, the double Lashon, as we said, is that he had to avenge Pinchas, and Klal Yisrael had to avenge. There's two things that happened when Klal Yisrael did a chet of Midyon, of Sinas Chinam. Number one, there's a period between them and their Ribono Shel Olam. Secondly, there's a period between the Neshem Hashem itself. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is no longer together because of the Chatar. So that's why it's a double Lashon, you have to avenge both. Any time when a person, he davens for the Churban Bayis, he says he wants that, it's a proper thing, it's something that we have to do. But more than just being misabel for ourselves, you have misabel for the Shechina. That the Shechina is not down here, and the Shem Hashem is not complete. We have to mourn over that as well. Tefillin Shel Yad comes before Tefillin Shel Resh. Maybe we could say a pshat. What is the difference between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Resh? A Tefillin Shel Yad is written on one piece of parchment. The Tefillin Shel Resh is on four separate compartments. Perhaps we can explain that the Yisrael is that the Medrash is telling us. She loy hikdim echad mehen Tefillin Shel Resh and Tefillin Shel Yad. It's true that in Klal Yisrael there's many different factions. And each one, they say, the Chofetz Chaim explains that, you know, you have a Melchama, you have the Navy, you have the Army, you have the fighter jets, you have the SEALs, you have all the different types. They're all different, but they're all fighting for the one thing. But the Medrash is focusing on is that, what was Midyan? Midyan was Sinas Chinam, a period. Before you're going to go and try to separate yourselves and try to accomplish more and go out to the world and separate into four things like we had even by the Mishkan when they Klal Yisrael, when they went into the Midbar, they were all different machanes. They split them up by the Shvatim, but they had the Mishkan in the middle keeping them all together because you have to be ba'achdus first. After you're ba'achdus, everyone can go do their mission. So that's what the Medrash is teaching us. You want to know what the chet of Midian was? Do we have to be avenging? Aside from the actual, the physical, but more importantly, the spiritual of the sinas chinam that they created, And we have to have a tefillin shalyad. That's one piece of parchment. We're va'achdus. We're together. Each and every one. If one person wouldn't have that, they wouldn't have been. They couldn't have gone to Muhammad. Moshe would not have mishabeach them. After this achdus in Klal Yisrael, then they can go out and they can separate themselves. Now this parasha of Nekoyim Nikmas comes right after Ishki Yidah Nedel Hashem. It talks about in the Dorim. We have, you know, a person who's able to make Nedarim. What are Nedarim all about? Nedarim are all about Koyach HaPeh, the mouth. Sinas Chinam comes so often from the mouth of what we say to other people, how we're not careful. And what we say and what we don't say. If someone could say hello to someone, say good morning to someone, can make them feel good, can say something nice to them, the Koyach HaPeh. Klal Yisrael had that tremendous Koyach HaPeh for tefillah and for everything. Maybe that's why this parasha comes right after that. That you should make nedarim. You should use your koyach hapeh for good things. If you're careful with it, that will help that there shouldn't be sinas chinam, and rather there should be ba'achdus in Klal Yisrael. And that is what's going to bring the geula. There's a nice, Kiva Eger, actually his name was Ginz. If you look in Kiva Eger's Chuvas, his name was not Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger had an uncle whose name was Eger, and his father died young, I believe, and he took the name Eger. But anyways, so it says that he used to not want to answer shilas. He didn't want to give chuvas from people that sent it from far away. He lived in, he was in Posen, I believe it was, in the Austria-Hungarian place, and if they sent from a different place, he felt that it was, first of all, al shiflus ha'odim, Kiva Eger says, who am I to answer? And he also felt there was a shtickle bizoyin to the rabbonim in the other town. You know, he's like, huh, they're sending it to me because they're saying it's rabbonim in the local town are no good and they have to send it to me. So he never wanted to answer. There's one shuva that a shaila came from Bialystok in Poland, and he writes a shuva on the shaila. He says, and you should know that I don't usually. Who am I to answer this shaila? I'm sure there are plenty of rabbonim that are much greater than me, and I have no shayachas compared to them to answering it. But nonetheless, I'm going to answer it. And he explains why. He says it's because a couple years ago, I was at a simcha of some sort, and there was a person there from Bialystok. And he came over to me, and he told me, you know, I have a shayla for you. I have to think about it. There's certain things. I'm going to send you the shayla. And Bikiva Eger says, and I didn't tell him, no, don't send it to me. And maybe I even said, yeah, send it to me. He doesn't remember exactly what he said. He says, once I said that, I don't even want people to think that I'm saying something that's not true, that I'm not following through on. And therefore, I'm going to answer this shuva. I'm going to go against my general rule of never answering shailas from out of town, out of the country. But over here, I'm going to be careful. I'm going to answer because I'm choshed that people might say, oh, you see, he told me he's going to answer and didn't answer. How careful we have to be with our peh, of what we say. We have to realize what pu'ulis we can accomplish with our peh. Parashas Maaseh begins. Eile Maaseh b'nei Yisrael asher yotzu me'eretz Mitzrayim l'tzevoisem b'yad Moshe v'Aaron. Vayichdoi Moshe es moitzo'eihem l'maaseihem al pi Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down their going out to their journeys al pi Hashem. Ve'eile Maaseihem l'moitzo'eihem. Seems a little bit repetitious, but I want to focus on the word a little bit. Vayichdoi Moshe. Moshe wrote down. What does it mean he wrote down? When we see that, yeah, you should know Moshe wrote them down. Well, what's the significance that Moshe wrote them down? So Rashi tells us that the Yisrael of there were 42 places that Klal Yisrael journeyed through in 40 years. They journeyed through these 42 places in 40 years to show the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that it's not so bad. To only go through 42 places in 40 years, that means an average of one time a year. It's not so terrible. I want to stress the tremendous chesed of Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It says in the Ksav Sefer, the reason why Klal Yisrael had to go through the Midbar for 40 years was because they did not believe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took them out of Mitzrayim. He quotes a Ramban in Parashat B'Shalach that says, Klal Yisrael did not believe. The pasuk says, "Eila Maaseh Bnei Yisrael Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Letzevoisam B'Yad Moshe Ba'aron." Klal Yisrael felt that they were taken out v'yad Moshe v'Aaron, with Moshe and Aaron. Therefore, Mitzav Sefer says, v'yichtev Moshe es Moitzeihem l'maseim al pi Hashem, v'ein l'maseim Moitzeihem. That the reason why Klal Yisrael had to wander and travel through the Midbar for 40 years was so they should realize when they had the Mon, and they had the Anan covered, and they had the Be'er Mayim, they would see the pure, the simple in front of their eyes, the miracles from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and had nothing to do with Moshe and Aaron, and then they would believe not only that their journeys would be is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, but also Moitzeihem. He said, "You're the Moshe Moitzeihem, I say, Al-Pi Hashem," that they'll realize even their goings, which means when they left Mitzrayim, that was also from Hashem, and that's why they had to wander for 40 years. Mamshik says that this world is all one long journey. Chayei Olam Hazeh is one long journey. We journey from place to place, different places, different situations come up. You know, actually always journey, some of us are physically journeying, but we're all going from different stages, different points in our lives. He says there are two paths that a person could choose. One is good, and one is bad. A person a lot of times could start off with the right thoughts. I'm going to do something, it's a mitzvah, I'm going to do it because Rabbi Shalom said so, and he's going to have pure thoughts. But then the Yetzer Hara comes along, and the Yetzer Hara starts putting in, you know, bad thoughts into him of maybe why he should do that mitzvah, other people will see him do the mitzvah, he'll get covered from the mitzvah, he'll be important to many different things, all different tactics that the Yetzer Hara has to come in and change that. And by the time the person does the mitzvah, it's a tainted mitzvah. It's not such a mitzvah with such pure motives. It's already tainted. So Namashik says that the Rabbeinu Shalom does a tremendous chesed for Klal Yisrael. He says, "Vayichdei Moshe es Moitzeihem l'maseihem al pi Hashem ve'elam aseihem means the averus l'moitzeihem," which means "Vayichdei Moshe es Moitzeihem l'maseihem." When they left. In other words, the original Moitzei, meaning the initial, the thought that they want to do it purely Lishma, Limaseihem, and then that's the ultimate what they're going to accomplish, Al Pi Hashem, Ve'eila Maseihem Moitzeihem, they're burnishing, even if they have Maseihem, that all of a sudden Tivus come in. And they all of a sudden, they don't have this pure motives. Nonetheless, the Rabbeinu Shalom does tremendous chesed, l'maytzoeihem. He gives them schar, as if when they initially left this journey, to start this journey, to do the mitzvah. Which means they went with a pure intention, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave them schar for doing the mitzvah with a pure intention. Mamshik continues. He says, what is the root of evil? What is the root of all evil? He says, it's gaiva. He says, a person thinks that he's great, he doesn't have to do tshuva. He says, he doesn't have to do tshuva. That's why Klal Yisrael went through the Midbar for 40 years. The Torah was given in Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael had to go through Midbar, a desert. Why? The Torah is given in a place that's a desert. It's a shiflus ha'odim. You're not important. It's not a pshat is, oh, I'm important, and therefore, you know, that's not it. A pshat is that you're not important, shiflus ha'odim, I'm here for a job on this world, and that's it. I'm not important. The Churban Bayis Rishon was because of Gaiva. They got Klal Yisrael became Baal Gaiva, and they did the terrible Averis of Gilad Rashi, Chazam Avayin Zara. I don't have to listen to the Rabbeinu Shalom, okay. The Churban Bayis Sheni was also because of Gaiva. He says, what does it say? Chazal tell us, Le'boruchu b'Torah Tchila. Before they learned Torah, they didn't make a bracha. He says, what does that mean? That means is that they said, hey, I don't know what this Torah is. I'm an intellectual. If I learn the Torah, and I understand the Torah, and I say, wow, the Torah is good stuff, at that point I can make a bracha. But until I get to that point, I can't make a bracha. Al gaiva. Tremendous gaiva. That was the time, and that's what caused the Churban Bayis Sheni. I'm important. And that's what it says. He says, that's the whole Yisrael over here, that we have to be oikered. This whole concept of gaiva, of who we are, and we have to go back to what is it, Le'boruchu b'Torah Tchila? Means that I first have to see the Torah, and then I'll make a bracha on it. That's oikir what Klal Yisrael did, how they accepted the Torah. How did they accept the Torah? Na'aseh v'nishma. We're gonna do, we don't have to know, we don't have to understand. We think in nowadays, those days also, throughout generations, I have to understand. If I don't understand, then it's not correct. We don't have to understand. We have to listen. We have to follow and listen. We don't have to understand. It says in the Malbush Shabbos V'Yomtiv, when it says, Moitzo'ehem l'maseihem, it means is that we constantly have to go Moitzo'ehem l'maseihem. We constantly have to raise our level in Ruchnis. We have to leave our journeys Moitzo'ehem, start at the bottom, and journey upwards. And how do we do that, he says? Our journeys always have to, we always have to think that we're down here. If you think, when we're journeying in Ruchnias, raising our level in Ruchnias, we always have to say, oh, I'm raising my level in Ruchnias and I'm trying, but I'm still at the bottom. Once you start thinking, oh, I'm doing pretty good here, oh, look at me, yeah, I'm getting there. And then when you think you got to the top, then you know you have no shaykhs to anything of Ruchnias. But that's the, he says, you say that that's how you get there. Moitzo'ehem l'maseihem, try to raise your level in Ruchnias. And when, as you're going up, keep on thinking, but I'm Moitzo'ehem, I'm still at the bottom. I have so much to go, I have so much to accomplish. You shouldn't get dejected, but you have to keep that shiflus of Adam and not get, become a Balgayim. The Chakal Tupuchin, Tapuchin, quotes a Tfilah Moshe in the Pasuk of Achoydesh Azel Lachem, that he says is that a person, he basically says a little bit like the Maram Shik, that a person initially starts off with tremendous L'shem Shemayim. And then ultimately the Amalek comes and cools him down. He's not so excited. He doesn't say Taruvis per se about like Maram Shik, that mixing it up. He says not that he wants to do Aveir, but he's excited to do a mitzvah. We see a child, he puts on a pair of tefillin for the first time, he's 13 years old. His excitement, that's chachos, he wants to do the mitzvah. But then it wears off a little bit. We're just not so excited anymore. Okay, we do it. And we, now we just discussed before about tefillin, what tefillin is, but, okay, let's, you know, we put on tefillin. He says, HaChodesh HaZeh L'chem is supposed to teach us that no, we have to have this chachos and everything. And that is the Yisoid. And that's what it says is that the Maseihem L'Moitzeihem is the avoid that has to be is that, again, that same Yisoid of Moitzeihem, meaning that it has to be the Maseh, the journey has to be L'Moitzeihem, like that original his chachos. When you started the Moitzo'ehem, you started with a tremendous hischachos, and you were excited about it, you have to continue on that way with that same excitement. The Pritzadik says, the Membeis Masois, the 42 journeys, were connected. There's a Shem Hashem that has 42 letters. Each journey was an ice in the Shem Hashem. It wasn't just a journey. It wasn't just a journey, just a Klai Yisrael journey. Each one was putting together the Shem Hashem. Another ois, another ois, another ois. That's a journey of life. The journey of life is we have to try to put that Shem Hashem, the 42 Shem, the 42 ois of the Shem Hashem, we have to work on putting it together. Maybe that's the side over here. Vayichtoi Moshe es Moitzo'ehem l'maseihem al pi Hashem. More than just what we're learning about the 42 journeys that they went through, the 42 stops that they made. But we have to realize that everything is has to be done with hischachos. Everything has to be done with Moitzo'ehem. We have to focus on where we're coming from, what we have to do. We have to focus on Na'aseh v'Nishma. We're not going to, not, oh, this is what we're doing, why are we going? Al pi Hashem. Vayichtei Moshe, not just, of course, everything in Torah is written, and everything in Torah is important. But another Nakuda, Vayichtei Moshe, you should know, this is the answer to the whole person's life. How a person has to act, how a person has to do, is Vayichtei Moshe, is Moitzo'ehem, Ma'aseh, Al pi Hashem. It has to be Al pi Hashem, it's not, oh, I don't understand. Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam telling me that I have to go here? The takana of going through, what was the ticket of going through the midbar, was it that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, get up and move? We got up and moved. We don't have to understand why, we don't know where we're going, but we got up and moved. We should be zeichet in the schus that we should hake to be v'nase v'nishma. We should be zeichet to have the bayis shlishi be rebuilt. May it be amen or amen.